producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the confidence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour the debate is on. Is the Robert Scott Bell Show natural? Like breastfeeding. Are we natural? He's a nature boy. All right, I was just out in the garden on the break. I did. I went out to the garden, checked on the maters, checked on the collards, checked on the blueberry bushes, checked on the papaya, and we got a fig. It's still dormant. Hopefully it's coming back from winter. And checking out the things that we're going to be doing next. But natural, right? The argument, natural. We know that natural is not regulated in the same way the term organic is. But one of the things that I talked to the farmer yesterday about at his organic farm, it's called a natural farm because he didn't get certified because it's expensive, so expensive, you know, it's cost prohibitive for some of the small businesses. But he uses organic or beyond organic methods. And this is the point where I say there's nothing wrong with getting certified if you want to. But there's nothing wrong with not being certified if you don't, as long as you have a relationship with the folks that are buying from you and you know, if you're one of them, how they're actually growing. Do they have integrity? Are they, in fact, as clean or cleaner than organic standards, right? Because some of the organic standards may be not so organic on the federal level. People don't realize that. And so this is the thing. Build relationships. Build relationships, and the ultimate relationship is with yourself as your own farmer. But still, you got to learn. There are folks willing to do it. You can read books, but I think one of the greatest ways is just to go out and start visiting these places, find people who are doing it. And I heard from that doctor, Super Don. Remember, I mentioned there was a physician who showed up at this event to learn how to grow organic avocados, different right. things like that. And right. she said there's something called agriburbs. Or whatever that they're now trying, like I've been wanting to hear. She was the first one to mention it to me, but like suburbs that are going and being built around a huge garden, a community garden.
Oh, nice. Urban gardening.
Yeah, and suburban gardening, but the same concept here that rather than building it around pretty lawns, you're building it around the necessary agricultural center of any town. And it warms my heart to know that this is happening, that the messages we're communicating are landing in places far beyond the reach that we know we have. And it's not just us. I mean, there are a lot of folks now talking about it. And I want to remind you that we'll be up in Toronto for the Total Health Conference, and this is going to be April 8th, 9th, and 10th. Ty Bollinger, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf, and I and others will be there. Rachel Parent, a very outspoken, brilliant young lady in Canada, talking out against GMOs, and many more. Also, before that, it's coming up really soon, the California Jam, the 18th, 19th, and 20th of March. And I hope that you've got your tickets. If not, there may be few left. Go to californiajam.org and find out what we're going to be doing there. TMB, Ty Bollinger, and I will be there. We've got a 1-2 punch on Saturday at the event. And we'll have the latest expanded edition. You'll be the first to get it. Of Unlock the Power to Heal. So check it out. Lots of cool stuff happened. Now, let's go to the water in Flint. We've said that this is tip of the iceberg. People are starting to acknowledge the devastation of water treatment facilities on a municipal level. But what's problematic to me and predictable is that the Democrats are politicizing it. And I'm not saying that Republicans don't politicize things either, but let's just say in this case, a Democrat-controlled city, a Democrat mayor, they change the water supply to save money, find out that there's lead in it, and a Republican governor maybe doesn't respond. Again, these are real things, but whether they have an R or D by their name is secondary to the fact that we're losing sight of the human toll, the human component, children filled with lead. And I have yet to hear Hillary Clinton propose a strategy for solution. And I mean the solution of the intoxicated children, what to do about them. They all throw up their hands, there's nothing, we're toxic, maybe we can throw money at the problem instead of, hey, wait a minute, there are physicians, duly licensed medical physicians, who know how to chelate lead out of the body of children. No discussion of that. And I've been saying this for weeks since the Flint issue became front and center, and yet none of these mainstream politicians who are taking advantage of these people, not solving the problem, are calling for the detoxification of these children. Because to do so would be like the vaccinators acknowledging breastfeeding is natural. They have a fear that people will discover that vaccines are unnatural. And if they acknowledge that chelation therapy works to remove heavy metals from the body, they might be acknowledging that heavy metals are the cause of many diseases and that doctors know how to undo it. But they've been called quacks since the middle 20th century when they realized the side benefit of intravenous chelation was the clearing of the arteries and subsequently the lack of a need for a $100,000 operation to bypass your heart with veins from your leg that they turn inside out. Open heart surgery. Politics, economics, no solutions being fostered here by Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders. Much less on the Republican side, I hear little or nothing on this issue. But Flint is just tip of the iceberg. There's even more lead poisoning in Cleveland. We have a heavy metal disaster. And it's not Ozzy Osbourne drinking too much. This is a heavy metal disaster of mercury, lead, arsenic, contaminant proportions. Systemic in this country and much of the industrialized world. And rather than admit it and acknowledge it, they add more pesticides to it, more GMOs, more glyphosate, and then they'll blame a virus for causing mental retardation, lower IQs, smaller heads, microcephaly anyone, Zika anyone. Deny industry the responsibility that it has for not only causing the problem but for cleaning it up, which they don't want to do. Blame the virus. And then we have water utilities around the country that do not want to be listed in the bad guy territory. So their analysis, their testing, they're telling people, you know what you need to do before you send this water for testing? Flush your lines. Flush them out. Remove the little screen that might accumulate what's in the pipes, in the water. All kinds of gymnastics before you send that water in for testing that would minimize the levels of heavy metals, including lead, in that water supply. Despite the fact that EPA says don't do it that way, the local municipalities are doing that and saying, oh, we got a clean bill of health. There's hardly anything in here. This is another scam being played on you, and the EPA is not really your friend in this, even though they acknowledge that's not the way to test it. Which is why I want to acknowledge again, we had Mike Adams on a couple of weeks ago when he launched the EPAWatch.org website and his science lab to analyze the quality of water, the heavy metals that are there. And the lead story at EPAWatch.org right now is how to send a water sample to EPA Watch. And he's not going to tell you to flush the lines. We want to know what's really in there. And he's going to do what the EPA should have been doing all along that has not, on a federal level and a local municipal level, what they're trying to hide. And if you do not filter the water coming into your house, either at the point of entry or at the sink or at the shower where you're using it, You're misallocating your funds. Don't go to a movie. Don't go out to eat one week and spend the money on water filtration. Get an Echo water system, for goodness sake. Go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. Learn about the technology. You can get that for, I don't know, like $23 a month. Less than you'd spend on bottled water all month long if you're doing that, or even those five-gallon jugs that they deliver to you. You can make the water come into your house clean again. You can, and release the molecular hydrogen. Now, Super Don, I've monopolized and monologized the open on this water thing. I wanted to tie these stories together with, of course, solution-oriented, mentioning chelation, mentioning filtration, but there may be angles to this story that I'm missing with my limited, willingness to communicate.
Wow, don't sell yourself short there or anything. You're doing just fine.
I'm so self-centered, so narrow-focused. Right, no. We're broadening the discussion.
Well, yeah, I mean, just I guess, a couple of points on each one of these. Now, mm-hmm. Tonight, I believe, is the next debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders. Mm-hmm. And you're going to see both Bernie and Hillary have been, like, fighting each other, trying to become the champion of the Flint water crisis. But I found it, encouraging that there are people in Flint that are just, they're not going to these events where these campaign events and things like that, because they're saying they don't want to be kind of like, the token, of the campaign, being a resident of Flint, to be used as like a political backdrop for them trying to get elected. So it's nice to see that there are people that are saying, hey, no, let's do something about it. Let's not just talk about it and make it a bullet point of your campaign in order to get elected and get votes. Mm-hmm. So I was encouraged to see that. Now, the second story about Cleveland, this kind of shocked me, because when you look at the statistics, the situation in Flint, I think they said is they were following the testing of the kids and their levels of lead in their blood, mm-hmm. it got up to like 7% of the kids were showing these high levels of lead in their blood. You look at Cleveland actually doubles Flint. It's like 14%.
Incredible. Yeah.
So it's a big problem there in Cleveland. So it's just kind of just an indicator of what's going on in the country. And then in this last story, this really blew me away, because
we're up on the break, quick.
I had no idea that the utility companies were telling people to basically get the lead out of the water before you test it.
Yeah, no, I know. That's amazing to me, but not surprising with what we've found about everybody doing CYA. Cover your aspirin no matter what you're doing. Don't let them know there's lead in the water. Or if there is, not at the levels it would actually be. Let's change the way you test it. All right, we got a question of the day on pet health next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I'm not kidding when I say you can ask questions here. You can call us live on the air or leave a message, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, or you can go to the website, robertscottbell.com, submit your questions there. Sometimes we respond to social media, Facebook, Twitter, etc., and we love hearing from you. And, you know, it gives us the opportunity to, because if you have that question, perhaps hundreds, if not thousands or more, have a similar question. So it's always good to answer it in a general sense, in a general way. And if you don't want your name mentioned, that's fine. I typically will only mention your first name if it's in there, unless, again, you need to or it's important that they know who you are. But for the most part, like I said, we'll answer it anonymously for you, which leads us to today's question, of course.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, we go to the pet realm today. Somebody named Jay was writing into the website, says it's an urgent request, just came in overnight. And Jay asks, would arsenicum album 6X, which is a homeopathic form of arsenic, safe to take, by the way, homeopathic, be helpful in the following case? If so, what dosage might we utilize? If not, what would you do? So that's the setup. Okay, so they're going arsenicum. So I'm thinking poisoning issue, a toxic issue, adrenal issue, something like that. But it doesn't sound like that. Jay says, during the last month, our dog has received one abdominocentesis and two pericardiocentesis procedures. The fluid removed was clear rather than tinged with blood, and we were told that there was no protein in it. Symptoms included chest, heart, fluid buildup around the heart, chest, inflammation, heart, pericardium. That's what they put, number one and two. Again, would arsenicum be helpful to avoid further procedures and surgery, such as pericardial window, that only address the described symptoms and not the root cause?
And, of course, we got inflammation of the pericardium, which is, you know, the layer. There's a fluid-filled layer of the, around the heart. This gets kind of complicated. Now, as a homeopath, I don't treat heart disease. I don't treat pericarditis. I mean, what these symptoms do is they indicate things that are happening in the body, dysfunctions, etc. They can indicate certain symptoms, as they're asking about arsenicum. Would arsenicum be hurtful? No, not at all. Would it be helpful? It might be. But there may be other things, especially if you have inflammation of tissue, of the pericardium. And one of the greatest systemic inflammation reducers is homeopathic phosphorus. And that's always a go-to remedy. It can't be harmful. And would you do 6X, a 6C, a 12X, a 12C, a 30X, a 30C? All of that is good. The right remedy is more important than the right potency, because no one can actually definitively determine the right potency. You might believe you can. That's fine if you believe that. But I'm more concerned with the right remedy in this case. And animals, we are animals as humans, human animals, canine animals, the remedies will work similarly. Doesn't change for a dog or a cat or a human in terms of if you've indicated or found out the right set of symptoms to respond to. Now, they ask also, does the fluid being absent of proteins reveal that the proteins are being removed at the liver, kidneys, or some other organ? Well, not necessarily. It means potentially that there is no necessarily significant cellular breakdown where they're seeing evidence of protein, for instance, within this fluid, which could be a good sign. Because if they're taking it from the cavity where this remains, it hasn't really transited through the liver or kidneys for the protein to be attempted to be removed. So that might be a good sign. But I would look for the heart remedies. And number one on that list is hawthorn berry. And in homeopathic terms, the Latin name is Crataegus, C-R-A-T-A-E-G-U-S, I believe it's spelled. Unfortunately, in the United States, where homeopathy is regulated as a drug, not a supplement, Crataegus is considered a legend item, which means it's only available via prescription because most all of its uses are indicated in heart issues or heart problems. Therefore, good luck trying to find Crataegus over the counter, but maybe your homeopathic vet can get it for you. Or maybe a little hawthorn berry. I have not fed hawthorn berry to a dog, so I can't comment on that. But homeopathically, Crataegus would be great. They're also using the Carnivora acute plan for pets, which is great. I'm pleased. Absolutely terrific to do that. And if you are concerned about liver and kidney function, and should we all be? Absolutely we should. Homeopathic detox drainage remedies, including Bryonia, Nux Vomica, and Chelidonium. And you can get them in combinations, of course. There are companies, that, including King Bio, that have different detox formulas. That is always something to consider and put into play, whether it be a cat, dog, or human. All right? Jay, thanks for the call. Hopefully that's helpful to you. I would like to hear back from you on follow-up. Again, Bryonia, Crataegus, these are other things, phosphorus, that can help. Back with more healing and prohibitions on government intrusion next.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing, though, I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that
is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID-blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Hey, Super Don, you want to take that image that Liam Schiff put out about psychopaths and like tweet it out to our skeptic friends, our skeptic friends?
You betcha.
You do that? Oh my gosh, that's going to create a snot storm. I don't know. Liam did this thing. Liam Schiff, our good buddy, he wrote Official Stories. He's working on the sequel, Official Stories 2. He claims to be an American heretic now. He has a new definition for something called a psychopath, but psycho is spelled different. S-C-I, like a scientific copath, someone who's like believes in the religion of science. And he says the definition of this form of psychopath is one of the variety of science-sucking, psychopathic internet swine who populate the online pharmaceutical brothels called science blogs and skeptic blogs, who don't care how many children, women, and men die because of petrochemical poisons, as long as science is defended. That's pretty good. Anything to disagree with on that? I mean, you've dealt with these science pseudo skeptics.
No, that pretty much puts it in a nutshell. I like that.
Right, and then he says, correct usage, vaccines don't cause injury, ? Here are 200 papers that say otherwise, you psychopath. So check it out. Yeah, tweet that one out. That's a good one. Let's see, what else we got here? Let's go to New Mexico. New Mexico is an interesting state. They have a law there that passed in 2015, last year. It was House Bill 53. And they... this is New Mexico lawmaker Nora Espinoza. And basically this bill was to ensure that parents' decisions, for instance, not to administer psychotropic drugs, right, prescribed by a psychiatric professional to a child, is not grounds for a child to be removed from parental custody by Child Protective Services. Now, we've covered so many of these tragic stories of medical kidnapping, and a lot of them out of Arizona. In neighboring New Mexico, they've done something to at least curtail some of it. Probably not all of it, but some of it. And it relates restrictions to school personnel from taking any action against a parent or compelling or requiring any student to take psychotropic drugs. And it requires parental written consent prior to any psychological screening. This is going to upset the DSM-5 paradigm, isn't it? Or 6, 7, or 8, where they just make stuff up and tell you it's a psychiatric disorder, like oppositional defiance disorder, like we have, which is not a disorder. It's called being a human with the power and intellect to question authority and authoritarians. Or our favorite here, what is that? Orthorexia? The unwillingness to eat food grown with toxins or with added toxins. Now, I don't obsess over it. I guess the point is they say, well, it's obsessive. It's like, you know, this is how I live my life. It's not obsessive at all. I don't want to eat something with toxic poisons in it. You're going to call that a psychiatric disorder? You're the one that has a psychiatric disorder, not me. Now, other aspects of this really lend itself to pushing back against the role of government in our lives and our families and in marriage, which I've said so many times. And I related that story to Cheryl Chumley in her new book, The Devil in D.C. And so this Nora Espinoza, they produced a video with the CCHR? That's not Creedence Clearwater Revival, is it, Superdome?
No, there's an H in there.
Oh, there's an H in there. Creedence Clearwater Health and Survival or something. Anyway, this CCHR, Citizens Commission on Human Rights, produced a video with this legislator there in New Mexico. I don't want to view or listen to some of the audio clips because I think they're helpful to give you a sign or a sense of where we are at, too, and I think we support her for the most part. Let's give a listen to Nora, her first statement here, related to, what is the gift of being a mom?
I love being a mother, and that was a gift that God gave to me. God did not give that gift to government. And for government to come in and to dictate and to take those rights away from me, how dare they?
Right. The government didn't do that. And some would say God didn't do it either. It was your husband. But I'm not going to go there. You know, how did you become a mother? Well, no, in this case, I get what she's talking about. You know, this comes from a far higher place than government. This has been our point for years. The creator is not the government. The creator is something far greater, far beyond that, whatever you perceive that to be. And, you know, what is your right? Is your right to subject yourself and your kids to government rule? Or do your rights come from a far higher place? How did this become political? Let's check in with Nora Espinoza on that.
The bills that I carry are not really political bills. To fight for the rights of our children, for the safety of our children and the health of our children and to protect parents is not a political platform. It's not a Democratic or Republican platform, first of all.
Tell that to Hillary Clinton that it's not a political issue. This would be politicized, of course. Her focus on the pharmaceutical industrial complex is solution, even though within Big Pharma there are things, as we call synthetic amino acids for detoxification, they also play a role in mental illness. we'll get to, along with nutrition in a moment. But I can't find much fault with her in saying, no, this shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It is, but it shouldn't be a political issue here. But the forcing of medication on your children, it's very real. And New Mexico pushed back. And I want to see more states do it, more parents do it, more people do it.
I'm very, very, very clear that no entity is going to come and tell me what my child needs or force me to put them on medication. If they choose to force me to put them on medication, I'd be in prison. I really would, because I will fight for my children.
Now that is a mother that is going to stand up like a dad should in defense of their children. Basically throwing down the gauntlet to government, saying, you might think you're going to force that, but you're going to come through me. If you have to throw me in jail, whatever it is, we need more moms and dads that are willing to stand up to authoritarian dictators within the bureaucratic oligarchy, medical or otherwise. And I have to say, Superdon, this Nora lady's pretty cool, doing a good job here.
Isn't it interesting to hear a legislator, even, I mean, listen, she's on a state level, but still, to hear somebody saying these things. It's not very common.
Yeah. Is it your right or is it the right of government?
Everyone that is a parent understands very clearly that it's their right, not government right. This is why we gave birth to them. It's not to give them to government.
Again, talking such sense, but then some on the political left will think that she's a heretic or she's a sovereign citizen, right? That even though that's an oxymoron. Remember, they always try, because this woman happens to be a Republican, even though she's saying this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. This is an issue of birthright, and it's not even birthright citizenship. It's like birthright in terms of you cannot force me to medicate my child. You can't force medication on my child, especially for something as ridiculous as, oh, man, your child, ma'am, your child has a little too much energy in class. Little Johnny, little Susie, bouncing a bit too high during the class. And, of course, that is grounds for medicating them. And also, never mind the kickbacks that those school systems get, the more kids they put on these drugs.
And my son, in today's society, would be recommended to be on medication. Because his energy level is like mine. And then my grandbaby, oh my gosh, she's off the roof. A child that is high energy is treated as having some kind of dysfunction, mental dysfunction.
She's echoing things we've been saying here for years, Super Dawn. How many times have we said ADHD is a diagnosis of a kid who might just have energy like a healthy kid should have? Now, I'm not saying that there aren't aberrant issues or cases, but for the most part, they want automatons sitting down, which is a very unnatural state for a kid at almost any age. And I'm not saying they can't sit down for a little while, but the idea that they have to sit down and be robots, you want to talk about natural versus unnatural? That's unnatural. I remember it. I didn't want to sit there all day like that. All right, what about activity? Could activity be prescribed over drugs?
The doctors are saying, they're not saying, go ahead and get them in sports. Go ahead and get them in activities. No, they're saying, listen, we'll help you. You just start them on this medication. And once you start them, it's almost impossible to get them off.
Now, again, this is coming from a video. That's why you hear a background kind of soundtrack to it. But it really is a powerful one. And it's coming from a very rational mom. She's not yelling and screaming and foaming at the mouth. Not that I would criticize her if she was, because, you know, we want to get an issue to be angry about. How about the state coming to take your kids away and forcing them to be medicated with psychiatric meds because, you don't want them or because they're a little too wiry at school? Now, again, there can be nutritional issues at play here. And in her final audio, I'm not going to play, she's just saying, now we need to move it to the federal level. And that's the only place where I have a little bit of disagreement with her. I mean, sure, knock yourself out if you want, but it's not the federal. There's no constitutional enumerated power that grants the federal government any legislative powers over this issue. This has always been a state issue. But pushing back in the states, as she did in New Mexico, has been highly successful, and they've done it in other states as well. So fascinating little piece there from a politician who's not being political for once.
It happens.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Not very often.
From time to time.
This is actually really cool, and it's cool. It's a sign of success on a state level, mm-hmm. and as she said, now it's at the federal level. And I think that if everybody can get behind this, there's always a chance. But when a state leads the way like this, and we've seen success in a state, it means it can be done.
Yeah, it starts from the grassroots and moves on out. Way to go, Nora. Excellent job. By the way, secondary article here, starving for nutrition, children with chronic physical and mental problems not getting the nutrition their bodies deserve. Again, here's a case in point where these kids who are diagnosed with psychiatric issues not being addressed or assessed nutritionally, simply as a deficiency of Ritalin, for instance. And this is an interesting article out of the Australian Child Wellbeing Project. And this is, you know, in a modern Western society, found that 1 in 6 Australian children between the age of 8 and 14 goes to school and goes to bed hungry. Now, this may be a caloric issue, but also they're bringing up the issue of other aspects of nutrition. And if they don't fully, we do all of the time. In fact, much of the hyperactivity is associated with hypoglycemia. And that hypoglycemia is caused by a lack of GTF chromium. The whole food chromium I write about in Unlock the Power to Heal. You want to change them? Get these kids on a whole food form of chromium. All right, we got one more segment to go. Then we got lots more broadcasting to do this week. Advanced Medicine tomorrow as well. We are going to go to the South, South Carolina. Not for a political story, but for an amazing story from a 2-year-old who didn't know how to do something, so she called Ghostbusters.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a 6-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
If you ever miss a show or a segment, you can get them now in many places, including our syndicator right here, GCN. Of course, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, podcasts, also at Epic Times, UK Health Radio across the pond. We love those guys and gals over there. And now through SoundCloud as well. So lots of options. And boy, if you missed our opening today on the fact that the HPV vaccination, Merck's Gardasil, never been tested in terms of safety or impact on the ovaries. And it turns out it's killing them. Sterility R Us should be Merck's new slogan. And this is a very serious issue. Of course, that also led us into some other discussion regarding what was that secondary thing about breastfeeding. I still can't believe it. Breastfeeding, calling it natural, could be a danger to what? To vaccinations. Because you might think that, wow, if vaccines are not natural, they might not be good. And, of course, the skeptics, the fallacy of natural, or the fallacy of nature, right? You don't need to breastfeed just because it's natural. Wow. Super done. Great stuff. Great stories to cover today. I tell you what, man. Go back
and
listen.
Yeah.
So our final story today, very interesting. This is actually a good cop story, too. I didn't realize that as I was reading it at first. Because there's enough bad cop stories. You know, we don't like to do those all the time. But this happened in South Carolina. You know, it's one of those, who you going to call, right? That's why I was thinking Ghostbusters, as they got the female version coming out sometime soon. But this South Carolina girl, she's only 2 years old. 2 years old, and she called 911. What was the emergency? Evidently, she called and then, I think, hung up, according to the article, and it was in Greenville, South Carolina, so dispatch sent a police officer to check it out, like a little baby called 911. What's going on? Could be bad. And there's a picture of this female officer sitting down with her, because evidently, the little girl greeted her at the door and had one half of her pants on. The other half she couldn't get on. So evidently, she had called 911 for help with putting her pants on. That was the pressing emergency. But think about it. A two-year-old doesn't know what an emergency really is to her. That's the world, man. I can't put my pants on. And she was told by her mother, 911, if there's an emergency. So in one way, it was actually a kind of cool thing to recognize the intelligence of a two-year-old to get it. At the same time, you can't fault her for not knowing the level of an emergency in terms of calling 911. But we've had some calls. Remember, some 911 calls that are strangely absurd from adults, right? They call. Remember the people that were smuggling pot across the border and they finally called because they were so paranoid? I know you've got us. Just come and get us.
Yeah, they kind of busted themselves, and we've covered some others where we had someone that called 911 because they had been trying to buy some crack, and somebody had sold them some fake crack.
Right.
And they want their money back.
I remember.
Of course, nothing will top the one where the guy called 911 because the cat.
Yes, I was thinking of that.
Had trapped him in the bedroom.
Right. We're trapped. Yeah. Our cat has gone crazy. We're trapped in the bedroom or the closet or whatever it is. But anyway, this is really a happy cop story because the cop came in and helped her with her pants on, sat down, and then the little girl says that she wanted a hug, whatever. And there was no issue there. There was no. This little girl's name, Aliyah. Or Alia, it's a good story. You know, if this were in Arizona, they would probably take the kid away for some kind of medical emergency. Say failure to thrive. You're not providing like with Health Canada or what their version is doing with the Stephen family. You're not providing necessities of life, right? But in this case, in Charleston, South Carolina, or Greenville, South Carolina, they have common sense. At least this police officer did, and just made good. For the police in this case to be truly a peace officer instead of a police officer. So hats off to this Deputy Martha Lones. I think that's how they say her name anyway. So interesting story there, Super. A happy story to end on today. I like it.
Yeah, we like to do that. So, well, shoot, we're already at the end of the show.
Well, you know, it's our first day of the week. So we don't want to go too intense. We can lighten it up a little bit toward the end. Remind folks, this time next week, we plan to be at the International Association of Oral Metal Toxicology Conference in Orlando, IAOMT. I think it's at a place near SeaWorld or something. And then after that, we'll be going out to, the Cal Jam the next weekend in Costa Mesa, California. Ty Bollinger and I will be there and many others. Hope to see you out there. Get your tickets. CaliforniaJam.org. Links are up in the show notes at RobertScoutBell.com. And don't forget, Toronto, Canada, April 8th, 9th, and 10th for Total Health. And also remember, the God's honest truth, folks, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.